This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Trail broadcast number 298 for Tuesday, March 7th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower on Tuesday, being pulled down by weakness in comparable oils. The May canola contract gives up $8.90 at $812.90 per ton, and the July contract loses $8.50 at $808.30 per ton. The vegetable oils are lower as they get pressure from declines in global crude oil prices. Crude is weaker following comments made by United States Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell that he's not ruling out further interest rate increases. The end result being sharp losses in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed, with more moderate declines in Malaysian palm oil. Decreases in Chicago soybeans and soy meal are putting more pressure on canola. A surge in the United States dollar is pulling down the Canadian dollar on Tuesday. The loonie falls to 72.68 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 73.45. Ahead of tomorrow's supply and demand estimates from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the trade is expecting a bump up in U.S. soybean and corn ending stocks. As well, the markets project further cuts to soybeans and corn production in Argentina, with those in Brazil holding steady. The report will be published at 11 a.m. Central. In the U.S. winter wheat ratings, Kansas loses 2 points to fall to 17% good to excellent, while Texas holds at 19%, and Oklahoma is at 39%. Also, 20% of the corn crop in Texas is planted, which is 7 points ahead of the five-year average. China says its soybean imports of 16.17 million tons in January and February is the most since 2008. India says it's considering an increase to its palm oil import duty as a means to bolster domestic rapeseed prices. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday. The May contract drops 13.5 cents at $15.15 per bushel. May soy oil tumbles 1.79 cents at 58.66 U.S. cents per pound. And May soy meal is down $5.60 at $487.80 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Tuesday as the May contract sheds 3 cents at $6.34 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with its May contract jumping 16.5 cents at $3.41.5. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago May gains 3 cents at $6.98. Kansas City May adds 1.5 cents at $7.99. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May loses 11 cents at $8.52. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, March 7th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.